The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thanks for listening.
A week or so later, he's like, I love you. And I'm like, me?
I feel like this is a one-sided relationship. It's not even a relationship.
Yeah. Men are not stupid.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Rhea, and I'm back with so many special guests.
My name's Elisa Ali, and I'm in political sciences.
Fire.
And
Yes. You know what to do.
I'm Valerie, and I'm in gender studies. Oh. I'm in my eighth year right now.
That's really cool. I hope you make it through.
Thank you.
It's tough, huh?
I know.
Hi, I'm Bar, and we are all definitely in fashion.
Facts.
Hi, my name is Zelha Bakker. I'm in my second year, and I'm actually in aerospace engineering, I'm pursuing a PhD.
Wait, me too. Yeah. I'm in aerospace. I'm not doing a PhD, though. That's too crazy.
That's too much.
But yeah, today we're going to be talking about love bombing. Who here has been love bombed? Because I have not been love bombed, and I feel like maybe I'm missing out.
I'm raising my hand right now.
Okay. You have not been missing out, girl. I'm telling you.
I don't know, wouldn't that be so fun?
No, not at all.
It's great. It's fun for a month or two. Yes. For as long as it lasts.
Yeah.
And then you feel the emotional neglect kick in.
It's like,
beautiful.
Oh, you need therapy.
That's beautiful. Yeah. So would anyone like to share a love bombing story?
Okay. So I can go ahead and share a love bombing story. So basically this is like first year, right? So in my...
Oh, yes. Of course it's first year.
That's the canon event, right?
Yeah.
I had multiple guys that would be in the DMs and be like, I would treat you right. I'd buy you your whole Sephora shopping cart. Tempting, but I'm okay.
Wait,
right?
Low-key, would they buy me my whole... Can I send them your way? Okay,
sorry. The thing is, that guy I'm referring to has been in every single girl's DMs.
Oh, I know who you're referring to.
He's in business.
Yes.
Oh, I sent my marriage application first. Mm. No, you didn't, babes. Get in line.
That's beautiful.
It's a lot. And then for the next couple of weeks, he would just send me DMs being like, I love how pretty you look. You're wifey material. You don't know me. What about me radiates wifey material?
Well,
we can talk about how awesome Elisa is later. Mm-hmm. But it's just I would constantly get these messages, and then he started getting aggressive. Mm-hmm. Very quickly, it turned from what was seemingly love, I guess, to something that was so aggressive. He was like, you're not reciprocating my energy.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like this is a one-sided relationship. It's not even a relationship. Yeah. I've known you for 2 weeks, give and take.
Yeah.
Give or take, right? It doesn't make sense for you to start love bombing me and out of nowhere. You get aggressive and you're like, you know what? Oh my God, he started calling me.
That's what comes next.
Those are the next two words that come at you. And then he started going around and telling people that I was a whore. There was a group chat specifically made where people would whore shame me. And I'm like, you know what? Add me. Let me get in on that. Because why? The entire conversation's about me and I'm not even in the group chat.
Yeah, right? That's
but
crazy.
The thing is, love bombing, it's really scary. It can become very, very scary very quickly. Yeah. But that's just one of my multiple experiences. Somebody take the lead.
No, I really feel that because... I remember before, I'm in a relationship, so before I met my boyfriend, I was talking to this one guy, and I was like, wow, he's so great, until I realized how, emotionally manipulative he was and how much of a piece of he was. Mm. I remember, in the first month of us talking, he used to treat me so good, and he was so sweet, and then, after that month passed, he was, ignoring he was ignoring me, and he would speak to me so hurtfully. I remember there was one time I told him I have to go to therapy, so I would call him later, and I remember he literally goes, this is kind of irrelevant, but he literally goes, Iraqi men and Syrian men that have experienced war and have seen their families being bombed in front of them don't need therapy, so why do you need therapy? Just go to the gym and punch a punching bag.
Oh.
I'm being so
volunteering as a punching bag,
that's
crazy. Why do you think happens? What's the reasoning behind this? This is crazy.
So, okay, I feel so heavily and strongly about this because the way I feel is men are not stupid.
I think they might be, but they, okay, yeah, honestly, no, they are. Like, but it's a small part of that, and then a small part they know.
Men are stupid, but they're not
oblivious.
Oblivious. That's right. The exact word I was looking for, and I feel like sometimes we don't really acknowledge the fact that like men are very aware of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing this one thing where it was the reason why a lot of people love bomb is because they're too insecure in themselves to actually be vulnerable with an individual from mm-hmm. the get-go. Mm-hmm. So they believe that the best way to, like, capture them and their attention is to actually love bomb the heck out of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And something I learned is when people you actually truly love make a mistake or screw up, the first time, it's a mistake. The second time they do it, it's a choice. And the third time they do it, it's who they are as a person.
Mm. Amen.
And I feel very, like, strongly that men are stupid, but they're not ignorant. Mm-hmm. And they know what they're doing. And they know that the way they're behaving is wrong. But they're temperature checking you to see, can I overboard her with love enough to a point that she'll become satisfied and I can emotionally neglect the shit out of her later on?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I think of it, at least.
Interesting.
People definitely infantilize men all the time. You're a grown man. Like, you know what you're doing. You're stupid because of your actions, but you're able to critically think. We're all human beings. So you're aware of every decision you make. You just pretend that you're not. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What do you consider love bombing, and then what do you consider, like, a normal...
I'm gonna love.
Like, yeah.
Consistency.
Yeah.
You know? To, like, so for example,
or like exponential growth.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
If you think, like, for example, like when you're going to love somebody, I feel like love, again, exponentially grows. Mm-hmm. My love for you doesn't fade over time. Mm-hmm. It should strengthen. It should grow.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't start to lessen, like, how much I do for you, the actions that I partake in. Like, for example, if I like words of affirmation, or if you like words of affirmation, like, I'm not gonna lessen that over time. For me, that's gonna become more consistent. That's gonna still exist.
Yeah.
With love bombing, it's more like, I'm gonna give it to you all now, so you assume, like, you paint this picture of me and it's all beautiful, and I'm this perfect Ken in your Barbie world sort of situation. And then a couple, like, it's just giving you enough to hold on.
Yeah. Yes, and, like, exactly. get you attached.
It's, and like, then they can, like, you're a fish on the hook.
Yes, yeah. Right? Exactly.
Like, and it lessens, but there's still something. So you're still attached, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like. That, like, to make a distinction between loving somebody and love bombing, I feel like that's very important.
Yeah.
I heavily, like, honestly, I really agree with that, because I feel like, I remember, like, the way I think of it is basically, like, literally what you said is consistency. If you truly love someone and respect someone, that will continue to grow.
Mm.
Like, I personally believe that you can love someone in the beginning, but you can consistently grow that love and respect for them throughout the relationship or throughout knowing them as a person.
Mm-hmm.
But breadcrumbing someone by giving them bouts of consistency to conceal truly how inconsistent you actually are as a person is unfortunately, like, a very common theme that a lot of men do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think consistency is key in this, because if you think about it, if they're just love bombing you, loving you, and like complimenting you, giving all kinds of attention to you, and then it just randomly stops, that's love bombing right there.
Yeah.
But if it's consistent, then that means this person actually likes you.
Var, I know that you have a story. I don't know if you want to share, but we have a couple minutes left.
Okay, so there's this man that we call the Dubai man.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, we weren't, like, talking, but it was just, like, we met and we were, like, just texting.
Mm-hmm.
And a week or so later, he's like, I love you. And I'm like, me? Like, I get it, but...
Like,
obviously, like, you do, but it's like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's been a week, you don't know me, I don't know you. It's like,
who don't know
me? Yes, exactly. Who is you? Yeah, exactly. And then I told him, oh, okay, well, I don't love you. And he's like, and he gets mad at me. He's like, why don't you love me? I can't believe you don't love me. And I'm like, first of all, I don't know how I'm supposed to love you. I don't know you. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, yeah, but I know that I love you. It's just a feeling. Like, you should just know. And I'm like, I don't. But he got really mad at me for, like, not loving him. And then, and then we stopped. Like, we don't talk anymore, thank God. But
you can't say I love you within a week.
You can't.
Because you don't know the person at all. That's my thinking. Like,
for me, for example, if a man tells me, hey, I love you, within a few days or a week of knowing me, it's facetious. It's not true. It's not real. Infatuation. You don't, It is obsession. It isn't love. Because you don't know me well enough. You don't know me in and out. You don't know what I love. You don't know what I'm afraid of. You don't know my favorite color. And you're here telling me I'm in love with you. I want you to be the mother of my children.
That's what he was like, we're getting married in 4 years. Who's we?
Do not threaten me like
who
that.
Is
do
me?
Yeah, actually.
And he's like, I'm going to propose in 4 years.
You can think this in your head, maybe, but like definitely don't say it out loud, or else it's like you're just
weird. It's weird. It's really weird.
I'm not the one to play out your fantasies with.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not here in your picture perfect world. I'm not, you know, you're not the knight in shining armor. I'm not the damsel in distress. Like, you know, like
exactly. And now, like, anything you do for me or ever did for me, and I'm like, oh, it's because you wanted this out of it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's my lore drop.
Does anyone have any, like, final thoughts on love bombing? We're doing a quick episode today.
It's very quick.
For unknown reasons.
For unknown reasons.
I have to go to my dad's. Sorry, guys.
Maybe in 2 weeks she could come
in
back.
In 2 weeks. Like, can we take a break right now, though? New Year's.
I'll still send you reels.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Run it back on New Year's, guys. We'll take a couple of months break, but then I'll contact you in a day to let you know I want to be back.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, final thoughts on love bombing. It's ridiculous. If you love somebody, your first thought shouldn't be, I need to give them enough to keep them wanting
it's
more.
It's very manipulative.
It's very manipulative.
Amen. And love shouldn't be manipulative.
Love is not transactional. Yeah. It's not manipulative. You shouldn't be sitting here like, oh, you know, I don't want to put an effort into my relationship. You know, I'm going to do it all in the beginning. And then love bombing is not for the weak, guys.
I think people also really like the first few months, because it's like the honeymoon phase and
honeymoon
stuff.
Honeymoon phase. Yeah. That's but exactly it's where it comes from.
Yeah.
And I also strongly believe that when it comes to after the honeymoon phase, you kind of have to lock in, because obviously it's all lovey-dovey and it's really great. Of course it's really great. Mm-hmm. But then after a while, when you actually start to get to know the person and, you know, you still obviously feel very strongly towards them, but instead of feeling as ecstatic, you're feeling calm.
Right.
Yeah. You're feeling, I guess, more neutral. Mm. That's when the actual I feel that's when you still care about the person, but that's when you can actually start looking at them for who they are truly. Mm-hmm. And you can actually acknowledge, is this who I want to spend the rest of my life with? Is this who I'm actually content and happy with?
Facts. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.